The feel good start to your day.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. It's Triple M breakfast.
Jules, it was fun last Friday night. We were a bit sceptical, weren't we, all week last week. But, we meant to do this or not? Because Ballarat's not really our radio territory.
Nor was pro wrestling. But there we
were. Glad you added that in too.
At Selkirk Stadium. And we thought, look, okay, it's only an hour or so away from Bendigo and there's this big event happening. All right, let's get amongst it. You know, initially I proposed Coggo and I, well, you know, we battle it out and then, you know, people said, oh, HR, maybe don't do that.
H&S. Thank God.
We chose one wrestler each to represent our team, and it would be the Battle of Breakfast. And we had two lovely Australian wrestlers.
We did, and our general manager, Matt, he was, because he's a Ballarat boy, he was loving it. He had his little GoPro round and his phone, and he was filming everything, et cetera, et cetera. The thing is, we weren't sure what to expect. And when we got there, it was their big stadium equivalent to ours here in Bendigo at Red Energy Arena. You know, there was quite a few people there, which was great. But we had to walk out with them. I had Tennille Dashwood,
yes,
who I found out, and you did find out, that, and yours was Jessica Troy. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think Jess Troy had about 9,000 followers and Tennille has 1.5 million. So I think I got the right one there.
Well, it was interesting seeing what it was like backstage. You know, they were getting out of their trackies and into their outfits and, you know, they were performing or practicing all their moves. And what are they eating pre-show? Oh, we're downing the rice cakes. All right. What's our preparation? You know,
whatever they were eating, I was eating too. Did you notice?
I did notice you pinched a few sandwiches in the back.
As you do.
But then came the moment where we started our match and we came out and Coggo, of course, was first.
Yes, here we go.
Yeah, she's won Coggo from Triple M.
How much fun is he having right now?
He looks like
love it. Coggo. Too much fun. Looking very Hollywood in those shades.
Really is. And look at those kicks that he's got on.
Well, just had to steal the show from her. Anyway.
Your shoes got complimented.
Yeah,
I'm always bagging your shoes.
You
and
are.
Now you got a compliment
from
an international commentator.
Yeah.
Well,
he knows his shoes.
Would you believe that then the trash talk between us also was picked up by the commentators?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
I don't know how they're going to go Monday morning when they have to turn those microphones on.
I know. Look at this. They're at ringside. Shenanigans already ensuing here.
Shenanigans. Haven't heard that word for a while.
But then I was thrown into the mix.
You were.
I had to become part of the choreography.
Yeah, have a listen to this. And I know when they said beforehand, we're going to do something different with you, Jules, I thought, thank God it's you and not me. Let's have a listen.
She's going and regrouping with Jules from Triple M. Oh,
no,
Jules is getting in the way.
She's using Jules as a human shield.
Tennille, you got to get back in that ring.
What's
Jules doing?
Jules.
Jules, you can't be doing this. Oh.
Come on, get her out of here.
Jeez, I reckon. And I tell you what, the way you looked at her, I thought, God, you know, we're in trouble here.
I had to pull her leg to pull your opponent, Tennille, 1 million followers, Dashwood, off the ring.
1.5 million, by the way.
And then, of course, what happens?
Ah,
the big finale.
Yes.
Here we go.
Tennille Dashwood! Yay!
Coggo, by the way, his own little steps in celebration there. He is on cloud nine.
That's called dancing on stage with Tennille Dashwood, who, by the way, you and I just went, hey, Tennille, how you go? Yeah, good, thanks. And then we find out the next day she's got a line as long as Pall Mall waiting for her autograph. We didn't think any different of it.
We thought it was for us.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's for her bloody autograph. And we just said, oh, well, it's just Tennille to us. No, that was good fun. Great fun. Really enjoyed it. I don't know about you, but I just thought they said, oh, just be normal, just be an idiot. And I was. So
it worked out well for us.
Got sledged a bit in the crowd, though.
Oh, my God.
Someone yelled out, no, bloody Triple M in Ballarat. Awful. I couldn't answer it back, but they're right, there isn't. But you can pick us up in Ballarat, by the way.
You do.
That's good fun. So anything like that, very much up for it. We really enjoyed it. And, it's good fun, but make sure you pay us. No! Do we get paid for that? Do we get paid?
Who knows? We'll find out. Maybe an exposure for our next wrestling career.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Yet more after this.
Coggo. We saw earlier in the week this story, Donald Trump falling asleep during his court proceedings. Is the trial too boring for him? His defense was saying, he reads a lot and that's why. How embarrassing to fall asleep in a public place. That is what I thought.
We've all done it.
Until I got to Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And I did exactly that. I fell asleep in a public place. Yeah, we get up pretty early.
We do.
And I fell asleep at the basin at the hairdresser's when I was getting my hair done.
But there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Because that's very relaxing.
I thought I got away with it. I sort of woke myself up. I don't think I was snoring. It was another girl washing my hair, and I went back to my hairdresser, and I thought, okay, she hasn't said anything. Cool, I've scathed through. And then she says about 5 minutes later, so did you have a good nap? They were apparently chatting, the hairdresser that washed my hair and my one, about, oh, do we wake her up? Is she all right? Is she all good? My hair was going back.
It's one of the, and I did it actually, if you have a haircut in the afternoon, if you get up early, have a haircut in the afternoon, you're in trouble. Anything like about 2:30, you're gone. And I've fallen asleep sitting there having my haircut. And but I warned them, I said, if I fall asleep, don't stress. And, you know, they wake you up pretty quick when your head droops and they're trying to cut it. Oh, up that way.
And I felt great after it too, mind you. Yeah, it was pretty good, apart from, you know, the public embarrassment. But this is the thing. We do it. We don't intend to do it. No. We happen to fall asleep. And I want to know where. Where did you fall asleep?
Yes. Yes. And it's all happened to it's happened to me at an SCA meeting years ago. And I didn't get caught, but it was easy to do. I found a remedy to it, though. And I got caught. I was doing it up the back and I got caught by a mate. Sorry, hey, mate. Quick, wake up. No,
you're up the back.
Yeah. You know what you do is you go down the front. It's hard to fall asleep down the front of anywhere.
It's funny you should say that. A couple of years ago, I was in a big Triple M meeting, big boss CEO. It was one of those Zoom meetings where everyone in the company is there. And a colleague of mine was at the front and fell asleep. Oh. And everyone was trying to poke him, going, everyone can see you right now. And he just, big gig last night. You still look like a bit of an idiot, don't you?
133353, where have you fallen asleep where you possibly shouldn't have? I fell asleep at the nightclub called City Club long time ago, Jules, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah, in the toilet.
Not on the dance floor. Escorted out. The toilet!
It's a good reason for it, though. We won't bring it up when the kids are listening. Triple M, it is. Coggo, that's Jules. Love to hear from you.
My mum just texted me. Apparently, my relative fell asleep at the Australian Grand Prix.
How could you? It's as loud as. Wow.
Oh, my God. We've got so many comments, too, on Facebook. Cindy fell asleep at the Torchlight Parade, even when the bagpipes were going past. Karen went to the Planetarium, Discovery Centre, maybe, and after an MRI sedative. So everyone enjoyed a bit of snoring with the Planetarium.
Oh, gee. Okay, righto. Oh, look at that star up there and that moon. Wowee. Let's hit the phone, because Billy's there. Billy, where have you fallen asleep? It was just a little bit tad ridiculous, like.
Morning, Coggo and Jules. I've got a few, obviously, falling asleep while getting chemo, but probably the most embarrassing was during a range shoot when I was in the army shooting at Minimise and fell asleep whilst waiting for the next call of fire. And, you shouldn't do that while you're behind the gun with live rounds. Woke up when they started firing and had no idea what we're meant to do. So unloaded a whole belt of rounds in one go. Jeez. And, clear to say, I didn't do well on that shoot.
Oh, well, no, Bill.
Oh, no, mate. That's dangerous with a capital D, isn't that?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, dear. All right. Thanks, Billy. I'm worried about you. We're going to Jess's joint. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Tell us where you fell asleep.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my husband. He fell asleep at the Christmas table.
How? How does that happen?
We would have had a big dinner.
He did have a big dinner. He proceeded to finish my dinner as well. and then he just moved his plate off to the side, put his hands under his head and went to sleep.
Had a little snoozy.
How many people were
we don't have a small family. There's about 30 people there. So
quite an audience for a snooze.
Yeah.
The kids would have, what are the Christmas things, the whistles and what? They would have stuck one up his beak, let him go.
The kids were too busy in the pool, but we are outside, so it is quite loud out there.
Yeah, wow. Okay. How long do you go for? Do you have a snooze for?
Oh, it would have been a good 20 minutes, half an hour, I reckon.
That's a good snooze.
Then he's got room for a second going of food. Exactly right.
Yeah,
it's strategic.
Well, he's ready for dessert after that.
And another 20 minutes sleep. Thanks, Jess. Mickey, what have you got for us, mate? Where'd you fall asleep?
At the footy, Cogs.
At the footy?
What?
At the footy.
Would have been a St Kilda game.
No. No. Don't you talk about last night.
I think it was something similar to Bulldogs and Essendon the other week.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Yeah, they'd be like that.
Yeah, something similar to that. Just, I thought, what's the use, you know? You might have just,
and was I used it a local game, Nick?
It would have been down at the AFL in Melbourne where I grew up down that way. And I even played footy. My older brother played football. And I thought we'd go to the footy. And I thought, oh, this is boring, isn't it? Nothing's going on here.
Every now and again, when a team gets a goal, which doesn't happen with your team, Jules, St Kilda, but when they do, there's a fair clear crowd noise, a real clear one, like, yeah, yeah, and didn't wake you?
No, I thought it was the guy shouting out pies, drinks, and sausage.
Jules, that's a good question for Jules, isn't it, Mick, for next week on our 80s quiz. What did they used to sell in the crowd at the footy?
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hot pies.
Hot pies, yeah.
Mick, have you gone viral on social media for falling asleep at the AFL?
Say that again, sorry?
Have you gone viral? Surely someone was filming you while you were asleep.
No, the cameras, no one had phones back then, Jules.
Thank God for that.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Triple M.
Hey, Coggo, I've been getting into Lego Masters this season. Look, it's sixth season with Hamish Blake. He does a good job. And look, this season is all about the internationals versus Australia. A bit of patriotic battle going on, I suppose.
It's like an Olympics, isn't it, for Lego?
Yes, it is. We've got the German team, the Denmark team, some Americans, and we've also got the French. And for those who don't know, I spent a bit of time living there, and I felt for the French team because, look, they said a few things that I just helped. I thought, you know, maybe they sound a little bit pretentious. They come out and they're just a bit misunderstood. So I thought I'd try and help out with the last couple of episodes and what they've said. So
it
starts.
National anthem, by the way.
Thought it played for you.
Yeah.
The Brisbane Lions theme song.
Sounds a bit like it, doesn't it?
Well, it is, yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, episode, right. Fair enough.
The first episode. We are introduced to the French team. Take a listen.
I'm Camille.
And I'm Caroline.
We are brother and sister from France.
And we are here to show the rest of the world French people are better.
Well, I reckon if I could speak French, that's how I would speak, like, you know, cluttered and stuttered.
We may not win a lot of followers by saying this, but we like to roll our R's, and we sound very fancy, and I'm also wearing a skivvy for no reason, except that the Australian people really like the wiggles, and
especially
I thought I'd be the red wiggle. So there we are.
But you're not going to make friends by saying, oh, we're better than everyone else.
No, you're not. Correct.
And then Brickman comes in and he goes, all right, so we're all designing some Lego together and we just got to create a design that, you know, helps the nationalities get to know each other. And so he says this.
What are you making that is going to be breaking through the ice?
Today we decided to build a big pencil.
It's just sharp, so it can't break the ice.
A pencil, hey?
A pencil, because we cannot do grey lead because we might make a mistake and get deported and sent back to France. They will hate us. The Australians.
You're loving this too much.
And then in last night's episode, they teamed up with the Americans, the Yanks.
Right.
And they created nothing other than a French-American racing cart.
Let's have a listen.
It could be a frog. I know that it's a French cliche.
We love frogs.
Beautiful frog.
No. A little bit sexy?
I hope so, yeah.
Okay.
She's going to be wild.
Well, we are a family show, but that's cool.
Wild like in the jungle, you know?
Oh, wild.
Wild. My English is so bad, sorry.
We didn't notice that.
Why are you making a sexy frog?
It's what they do.
Shut up, Team France. We're not doing any good.
Thank you.
Sacre bleu.
Coggo and Jules for breakfast. Get more after this.
Now, Coggo.
Get on
I know,
with it.
I know. You're not enjoying taking time today to talk about
not
your birthday.
All.
No, before we celebrate other people's birthdays. But it's not about you. It's about the people around you who want to wish you a happy birthday. And so I happen to have done a little bit of legwork.
Of course you did.
And found the nearest and dearest. Take it away, please.
Hey, Coggo. Claire and Ed here. On behalf of your Bulldog family, we would like to wish you a big happy birthday. We love you so much.
Hi, Dad. It's your favourite daughter, Ebony, here. We all just want to wish you the biggest happy birthday. We all love you so much and appreciate everything you do for us and your grandbabies. We hope you have the best day and we can't wait to see you later. Love you so much.
Hi, Poppy. Marley here. Happy birthday. We love you so much. Love Marley and Wilma.
Happy birthday, Poppy.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Hope you have the best day.
Hope you have the best day.
From Cooper.
And Charlie.
Happy birthday, Dad. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. You always go above and beyond. And it's not even because you feel like you should. It's because you want to. You want to be there. You want to enjoy all these times with us. And we're so grateful for you. Love you so much.
Happy birthday, Pop. Love you. Have the best day.
Hey, it's Donna.
And Mackenzie. And we'd like to wish you a very happy birthday.
We love you lots and lots. And we appreciate everything you do for us. Happy cake day.
Geez, that was a bit sucky, wasn't it? Wow. Oh, that was very nice. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that.
You can indulge and thank Ebony, your beautiful daughter, who rallied the troops for that. But it is your day. You can celebrate it
all
today.
All I'm going to hear about now is if I'm the favourite, aren't I, from my poor old Chloe. Will you cop out for Chloe again? No, I appreciate it. No, it's a good day. But like anyone with birthdays, you just kind of want to get over and done with and get into the next day, if you know what I mean. But it's just nice to be on the earth. There you go. I
think absolutely.
People say that to me. Oh, how you feel? And I don't care. I mean, you worship every moment. We've seen for the weekend, Jules, on a serious note, what can happen and happen quickly, and it's sad. I mean, we just, every moment. We worry about stuff that doesn't matter. We all do it. Mm. We all worry about the stuff that doesn't matter, and I call it pinball pressure when you play at a pinball machine and, you know, you want it, oh, it's going down the middle, and then you tilt it and whatever, and then you walk away going, oh, I'm fine now. So that's, life should be just be enjoyed. Just enjoy a minute because you don't know. You really don't.
Well said, Coggo. Hug your loved ones tight because you don't know how long you've got.
Your local breakfast show, Coggo and Jules for breakfast, Triple M.